Good afternoon. Happy Friday to all you who are listening today. This is Emily.
This is Jen.
And this is your
dynamic duo.
Jen, what are we talking about today on this lovely Friday afternoon?
Today we're going to be talking about self-talk.
Ooh, okay. That's actually really important and I think really applies, kind of wraps all the things we've been talking about up. What do you have to say about it? What is it?
Well, I think it's easy to throw around the term self-talk, at least for people that, you know, we've been doing this work for a little bit. So it'd be easy to just throw that out there and expect people to get it. So instead of expecting everybody to get it, I looked it up. And this is what it says online. Thought it was a pretty good definition. So self-talk, AKA your inner voice. So it's our inner voice. And what it is it combines our conscious thoughts with inbuilt beliefs and biases to create an internal monologue throughout the day.
Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking about this the other day when you were like, let's talk about self-talk. I'm like, I've been catching myself talking to myself a lot. And sometimes I catch myself and like, yeah, good job, Emily. Sometimes I'm like, what are you doing? Why did you do that? I'm like, wait, why did I just do that?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know about you, but like being aware of the way that you're talking to yourself tells you a lot about the way that you see yourself and how you're doing and the ways that you find, you know, successful or not in what you're achieving. What were you gonna say to that?
Oh, I was just gonna give an example that I've noticed. I've been realizing recently that whenever things don't really like work out the way that I'd hoped, or I like forget something, for example, like when I was on the phone earlier and I left the phone plugged in and the ignition on, but for way too long and idling in the parking lot, and my battery died. Remember when you picked me up?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know why yeah. It died. Makes sense.
But I've realized that in those instances, I kind of like it really is like in the back of our mind. It's not like I say it out loud myself, but it's kind of this like, you're such an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't do everything perfectly. Like, anytime I'm late or anytime I like feel I disappointed somebody, it's like, I'm such an idiot again. Or like, why did I do that again? I'm so dumb. And it's so negative. Like,
Yeah. When
I think about it, I would never talk like that to my friend. Like, I would never talk like that. Like, I wouldn't talk like that to you. I wouldn't talk like that to my kids, my friend, my hubby, anybody. Like, and so I think it's super important because, I mean, honestly, it's never been on a super good day that I end up like eating my feelings, quote unquote, falling off my diet in the past. Like, it's, and I'm not saying we don't like, you know, maybe end up eating some, you know, delicious junk food with our friends. I don't mean it like that, but like those moments that I kind of was like ashamed of in the past, or like felt like, yeah, like I didn't even really talk about it to my friends when I would like quote unquote fall off my diet and like eat a bunch of snacks at night or whatever. That was never on a great day. That was never when I felt so good about myself. It was always when I felt frustrated or like I'm not good enough or I'm so dumb, you know, those like negative self-talk. And so anyways, I think it's important because to put it out there, because honestly, I don't think that it's talked about enough. It's really easy for us to talk about the action of the food we're eating or not eating, but the background information is literally what I have found to be the most pertinent. And so we wanted to put it out there because honestly, awareness is the first step to change. You can't change what you're not aware of. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I would question, like, I would challenge people to kind of slow down a minute and when, like, kind of think about, like, kind of start to notice, actually, like, how are you talking to yourself? Are you pretty nice to yourself? Or are you, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Kind of mean, actually, sometimes.
I know. And, like, you may think, like, in that moment that it's just like, oh, I'm mean to myself. Oh, well, I'll be nicer next time. But listen to this. This is kind of something that I found interesting as I was kind of researching what the effects of negative self-talk are. So when, you know, we talk negatively to ourselves, it affects, as we know, both our mental and physical health. So as adrenaline, dopamine, and norepinephrine are released, that's the one that triggers fight or flight, and that is combined with stress. Those are all increased when stress combined with negative self-talk. Okay, so you know that. Now, when those are released, those hormones then circulate in your blood and then increase your stress levels even more. And then once there is cortisol present in your blood, it actually decreases the volume of your left prefrontal cortex. And that's the area of the brain that regulates positive thinking. I think that's super interesting. I like knowing those things, and it helps me to remember that as I'm like, as I know the scientific part. So yeah, with that being said, negative self-talk shrinks areas of your brain. So, and all that makes your body go into trauma mode.
Yeah, I have actually seen this to be true because you know how I'm a woo. You know how I have these like certain things I do.
Oh, you're a little woo. That's
yeah, I'm
right.
A little woo woo. So I have my heart rate monitor. You know, I talked about in another episode. But this is just proof, and not that we need proof, but I've actually seen it. So what the heart rate monitor is it's from the HeartMath Institute, and what they've done there, you can Google it, but it's super intriguing to me that they have studied how our heart coherence either like increases or decreases our health, like overall, right? Because there's way more, and forgive me if that the scientific verbiage may be slightly lacking, so when you look it up you'll understand better, but there's way more information going from your heart to your brain than from your brain to your heart. So like being in heart coherence, like being in our body and having like a regular regulated heart rate, is like way more pertinent than like trying to convince ourselves of like how great we are. So anyways, I don't want to get off track. The point here being, when I have put my heart rate monitor on and like I sit there and track it for like 5 minutes and then like practice being like in my heart space and breathing regularly, like whatever, I'll be sitting there and I'll like, it'll be at a certain rate, and then I'll notice that as I accidentally have a negative thought, like I start to like, my mind starts to wander and I am kind of like back to what I was stressed about earlier or whatever, as I, that happens, my heart rate variability drops, like the number goes way down. And then when I like consciously think, thank you, like for something, it goes way up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of a ramble, but that, I just am like, whoa, it's actually totally pertinent.
Because like your proof. Heart knows, I mean, because those thoughts and like what you're thinking, those stem all the way down to your innermost cellular level.
That is my point.
Which
is like causing either like it's causing dysfunction in my body, or by practicing gratitude and being in a more like positive like space, like focusing on what is, you know, what I can do well, what is working, like we talked about in other episodes, then it's like your whole body works better. So
yeah,
super interesting.
So that's really good stuff, and that's a great example. So what can we do with that information and apply it moving forward? What do you think?
What I was thinking about as it pertains to, you know, our food choices and stuff is that, to be honest, we used to like just really focus on like food choices and like how much and all that stuff, like how much we're eating and all that. But I just wanted to put this out there because it's like, it's never really just about the food. It's actually very like little about the food. It's very much more like how we are talking to ourselves and how we're thinking about things. And so, I mean, honestly, maybe people could just start with, because I think it's easy to overload ourselves with new stuff, but maybe just start with like identifying one thing that you recognize, like that you either like about yourself, or maybe you even just recognize that you're good at. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to go from feeling pretty negative about myself to like, I'm so awesome, right? Mm-hmm. But when I think about it, like for myself, I know that I'm good with people because people tend to just gravitate towards me. Am I good at like fixing stuff in our house? No, not really. Like that's my husband's zone of genius, right? So it's just like once I started to pay more attention to like what I am good at, what's my zone of genius, what, you know, what comes natural or easily to me, then like that's something that I can go back to when I'm having a hard time with other things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's genius. So,
thank you. Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome.
What are you good at? let's try you and see if how's your self-talk been.
She's put me on the spot, you guys.
Hot seat coaching girl. What's something that like helps you?
Oh, you actually want me to answer positive this self-talk. Right now?
Well, you don't have to, but I mean
positive self-talk. I mean, let's see.
Do you want me to say what you said earlier? She did actually say, I mean, because I do have lots of friends. That's something we have in common. So there's that. Or did you have something else?
No, I mean, yes. Yeah.
People like you.
People like me. That's good. No, I mean, I don't always have good self-talk, but like I try to have grace with myself. And recognize we're all human, we all make mistakes. It's okay, don't dwell on it.
Yeah,
that's what I tell myself. So then I just like, what?
Excuse my voice. It's how we
Jen learn. Caught the cold, you guys.
Excuse me. It's how we learn things, is by making mistakes.
Yeah, but I just like, the sooner I can get past this and like take them into account for the next time, then great. I mean,
yeah.
So, yeah. So figure out what you like about yourself and like remember that. Focus on that and know what you have that kind of sticks out from other people that you're around. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't obviously be like, I'm better than everybody, because you know there's two different ways to do that. Like just being aware of who you are and just being like, I'm good at this. That's mm-hmm. where, and like maybe this person next to me isn't good at that, but they're good at this and we can all work together.
Yeah, it's like a practice. That's what I find. Like
practice.
Being your own friend is a practice. It doesn't.
No.
I don't think it comes naturally to like to a lot of us, but the more we practice like treating ourselves with like respect and like how we would the people we care about, the better we get at it. So, mm-hmm. with that being said, unless good. Emily has something else.
No, I think you did good.
You summed that up. Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh,
you're so
stop.
Good at that. You're
stop
so good
it.
At complimenting people. Okay, so what I want to put out there is that if you like this, join us in Beyond the Diet, the free Facebook group, which I'll have the link for in the show notes. And otherwise, have a very Merry Christmas. No, have a very great weekend. And
yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.